This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A first look now at how the vaccination campaign is going for school-age children. The White House says about 900,000 children between the ages of 5 and 11 will have gotten their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in this first week they're eligible. Meanwhile, the FDA and then the CDC will review Pfizer's request to approve its booster shot for all adults. The AP's Julie Walker.
Older Americans and other groups particularly vulnerable to the virus have had access to a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine since September. But the FDA has said it would move quickly to expand boosters to younger ages if warranted. Pfizer is submitting early results of a booster study to make its case that it's time to expand. The study concluded a booster given 11 months after the last vaccine could restore protection against symptomatic infection to about 95%.
The AP's Julie Walker reporting. You know those supply chain problems we're all feeling? Well, President Biden will be at the Port of Baltimore today talking about strengthening supply chains. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The president says the recently passed $1 trillion infrastructure bill will have an effect on nearly every aspect of daily life, especially when it comes to long-neglected transportation issues.
It's the most significant investment in passenger rail in the past 50 years, roads and bridges in the past 70 years, public transit ever.
Biden also notes that the measure contains billions to build out high-speed broadband internet across the country. It addresses the ports and shipping issues causing the current costly bottlenecks.
The defense is now presenting its case in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse shot two men dead and wounded a third during a night of protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin in the summer of 2020. This is AP News. Marie Antoinette's diamond bracelets have sold at auction for an eye-popping amount of money.
A pair of diamond bracelets that once belonged to the beheaded wife of French King Louis XVI has sold for over $8 million at auction. That is the sound of a gavel banging as two opulent bracelets are sold for $8.34 million. The jewellery belonging to the infamous Marie Antoinette featured 112 diamonds. The final auction price was much higher than the pre-sale estimate of between $2 to $4 million. After her death by guillotine in 1793, the bracelets remained within royal lineage for over 200 years. I'm Karen Chamas.
Britain's Prince Harry says he warned Twitter ahead of the January 6th Capitol riots that it was being used to stage a coup in Washington, he said. He says he told Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey that. Twitter isn't commenting. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.